To begin with, see if you can take a moment to check your position, shifting your weight so that you're well supported, and gently allowing your eyes to close, arranging it so that your head, neck, and spine are straight, letting your hands rest comfortably on your body, on your chest or midriff or abdomen, so you can feel the rise of your body as you breathe in and the way it settles back down as you breathe out. So more and more, you can become attuned to the feel of your breath moving in and out of your body. And with the next in-breath, imagining that you're sending the warm energy of your breath to any part of you that's sore, or tense, or heavy with sorrow, and releasing with the exhale, so you can feel your breath going to all the places that hurt, warming and loosening and softening them, and breathing them out as fully as you can, so that more and more you can engage the healing action of your own breath. And now, see if you can turn your attention inward for a moment to see how your body is feeling, noticing where it might be tense or tight or achy or sore, and where it feels loose and comfortable and open. So you're moving your awareness down into your body, taking a moment to pay attention to how it's feeling, noticing any sensations in your head, your neck, your shoulders, in your arms and hands. Inside your chest, and down your back, inside your abdomen, down into your hips and bottom, your legs, and your feet. So just taking a moment to check in with your body, your oldest friend that has been through so much with you. Still aware of your breathing in and out, slow and steady. And now, taking an extra moment to focus on your heart, connecting to the powerful rhythms of your heart, sensing how it pulses life and strength all through your body, strong and steady, and just becoming aware of how it feels right now, all around and through your heart, because it changes from moment to moment. And maybe you're aware of some tightness around your heart, or an ache inside, or a dull heaviness. Perhaps it feels hard around your heart, or exposed and vulnerable. You might sense deep pockets of sorrow tucked away inside. But whatever you notice, you're continuing to breathe deeply and easily, seeing what's there with the neutral eye of a camera. No praise, no blame. Just noticing what's there as you let your breath go deep inside, you slowly become aware of a warm and gentle presence beside you. And maybe this someone or something is familiar, or maybe not, but clearly is radiating love and protection and support. And you somehow know that this visitor knows you in a deep and true way, accepts you as you are, and carries great comfort and care. And with a deep look directly into your eyes, your visitor softly touches the center of your chest, sending waves of kindness into the heaviness all around and through your heart, soothing the torn, jagged places, opening and warming and softening all around the pain, sending comfort and solace deep into your heart. And you can breathe deeply, filling your whole body with this generous, healing energy. Perhaps letting the tears begin to melt some of the pain, as the kind eyes nod and smile, showing you that it is understood how much hurting you've done. The cycles of hoping and disappointment, the wordless ache of longing, the heaviness on your heart, the moments of stinging regret or self-blame, or the outrage at what has felt like betrayal from your very own flesh, the guilty resentment at the joy of strangers, the bitterness and discouragement. All that pain is understood, heartbreakingly intense at one moment, and heavy and dull the next. All of it is understood. And you can gently allow yourself to acknowledge the hardship, the toll all of this takes on yourself and others, as you let yourself consider the possibility of taking a break, temporarily or permanently, whatever feels right. So you can give yourself the time you need to allow for the sorrow and rinse the grief, showing respect for yourself and for the depth of what you've been through. Giving yourself rest from the struggle of needing it to be just so, of being so focused on that one dream, and instead willing to see what shows up to bring you solace. What other dreams might come peeking around the door? Because some may have already tiptoed in, so softly you may not have noticed. Or perhaps it's just the sweet peace that comes from not trying for a while. And you might sense a glimmer of the freedom, the freshness in that possibility of letting it go, like a door just beginning to open, just a crack, the glow of light shimmering around its edges. Or you might be aware that your chest feels lighter, as if a heavy stone were being lifted from your heart. And there's more air in your lungs, more energy in your body. It might feel like you're stepping free of heavy chains that have dropped around your feet with a loose clanking sound. And your body can feel light with liberation as you step clear and see the new road ahead, gleaming with possibility, all of it waiting for you. For when the time is right. And just knowing that the road is there for you to take whenever you wish can bring comfort and peace. You can feel the warmth of this awareness begin to collect all around and through your chest, sending compassion and kindness and reassurance to every corner of your being. Soft and easy, sweet and rich and full, as you breathe into the opening spaces of your heart, widened by the warmth of the healing hand. And suddenly you are certain, you know with your whole heart, your whole being, that there is a place where nothing is lost, where all the dreams you have ever dreamed, every wish you've ever longed for, can still nourish you and complete you and give meaning to your life. Only transformed in the huge healing cauldron of your heart, alchemized into newer dreams and the dreams of those dreams. Breathing in to touch it, breathing out to let it move through you, feeling the body soften, sending a gentle healing forgiveness all through you, a new compassion for yourself, and a different way of looking, understanding that you are being shown that even this pain can be a teacher, showing you something you need to know about who you are and who you're becoming. And you know that this will look different to you in time, when you're connected to your life in a new way. And the pain has permanently softened, when all of this has become part of the depth and richness and texture of your life. You see in the gentle warmth of the eyes that look at you that this is understood, that you have seen this, that you've had a glimmer of your own healing, and that you can understand that nothing is truly lost in the vast space of the heart. The whole world spins there. And so you can begin to return to the peaceful stillness at your center, breathing in to touch it, and breathing out to let it move through you. And with a slight bow, your visitor withdraws for now, and you can be peaceful and easy, knowing that you can invoke more assistance whenever you wish to further the work you've already done. And so, breathing deeply and easily, very aware of your hands and your feet, the support beneath your body, your breath deep and full in your belly, you can very softly open your eyes, perhaps becoming aware of how good it feels to stretch and move after being still for so long. And knowing in a deep place that you are better for this. And so you are.